My job is to welcome you to the Parliament of New South Wales, which I have to say has not always been the scene of the most elevating of climate debates. But tonight we're going to fix that up. And it's not by accident that tonight we have a former leader of the Liberal Party, a president of the ACTU, a president of the Australian Labor Party, an activist, a wonderful activist from Socialist Alliance, and, of course, the very freshly, newly minted leader of the Australian Greens, Senator Christine Milne. The reason why we have people from across the political spectrum is because this is a challenge that transcends one political party. It even, I might say, transcends one particular ideology. This is a challenge because we are now plunged into the greenhouse century. Whether we like it or not, what we have done since 1850 has left us with a legacy that we have to cope with. But it's also left us with 37.6 billion tonnes of carbon dioxide and carbon dioxide equivalent going into the atmosphere every year. It is a substantial challenge to turn that around. But don't you know it, human beings are best when they're faced with a challenge. We produce our best artworks, our best music, our best literature, and I have to say, our best public policy when we have to. When we have to do things that respect the common good, things which don't only think about ourselves, but think about our children and our grandchildren and the sort of planet we're going to hand onto them. We're here tonight to launch the Beyond the Carbon Price weekend. We're here tonight to say that the carbon price was a major achievement and an achievement which I think everybody who was engaged in it can be extremely proud, but also to recognise that in and of itself, putting a price on carbon is a good first step, but it won't get us to where we need to get to. One of the urgent challenges ahead of us is to say no to the climate deniers, to say no to those who would turn their back on the science. And I leave you with this thought: those who ignore the mistakes of history are doomed to repeat them. Those who fail to listen to the warnings of the climate scientists will not have an opportunity to repeat them.